Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. As you know, I'm always asking you to get in this kitchen and cook something up with me. I don't at all believe in the saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. The more the merrier is more in line with my worldview. I like it when we share our beliefs, hopes, and dreams with each other, when we talk about our aspirations and what made us who we are, or who we look up to, who we admire, who helped us become who we are today. That's the purpose of the essays I ask you to write. And this week, listener Ashik Iqbal Tokan from Rajshahi, Bangladesh, shares with us a book which changed his perception of the world. And you will forgive my mispronunciation, please. It's the classic Bangladeshi novel Pater Panchali by Bibhutibhush and Bandopadhyay.
The Transformative Journey, inspired by Pather Panchali. As a child, growing up in the bustling megacity of 1980s, I was accustomed to the constant hum of trains, the clanging of trams, the hooking of buses, and the rhythmic pedaling of rickshaws. My world was a mosaic of concrete, electricity, radio broadcasts, and black and white television screens. It was a life saturated with modern conveniences and rapid movement, where nature seemed distant, relegated to small parks and occasional glimpses of the sky between towering buildings. However, this perception shifted dramatically when I encountered a short story extracted from the novel Pather Panchali by Bibhutibhushan Bandopadhyay. The tale of Oppu and Durga's discovery and the train in their remote Bengali village captured my imagination with its vivid description and emotional depth. The scene where they run through lush fields, their eye widening in awe at the sight of the train, resonated deeply within me. This moment became etched in my mind, igniting the spark of curiosity and longing for the world beyond the urban sprawl. My first journey to the village. Shortly after reading the story, I had the opportunity to visit my ancestral village, a place starkly different from my city life. The journey began with a train ride that mirrored Oppu's wonder and excitement. As the train chugged through the countryside, I gazed out of the window, mesmerized by the passing landscapes. Rivers snaked through the green fields, and orchards of mangoes, lychees, and jackfruits painted the scenery with vibrant colors. It was as if I had stepped into Oppu's world, experiencing the same unmeasurable happiness he felt. The bus journey that followed took me deeper into the heart of nature. The scent of fresh earth and blooming flowers filled the air. The sight of villagers working in the fields, children playing under the shade of trees, and the scenery flow of rivers created a permanent visual in my mind. This experience was a revelation, a tactical encounter with the natural world that Oppu had introduced to me. Discovering Pather Panchali in my teenage years. As a teenager, I read the full novel Pather Panchali and felt an even stronger connection to Oppu's journey. The book opened my eyes to the beauty of nature, the simplicity of rural life, and the profound emotions tied to family and survival. It made me realize that true happiness and fulfillment could be found in the simplest of experiences and the purest of surrounding. This realization shaped my life's journey and passion. I developed a deep love for travel, seeking out places where I could immerse myself in nature's embrace. The novel's influence led me to explore diverse landscapes, from the golden desert of Rajasthan to the lush hills of Bhutan and Nepal. I found joy in the contrasting environments, the tranquil charm of Thailand beaches, the cultural richness of Bali, the waves of Bay of Bengal, and the expansive horizons of Indian Oceans, Arabian Sea, Gulf of Thailand, and Java Sea. Embracing my home country, Bangladesh. One of the most profound impacts of Pather Panchali was how to deepen my appreciations for my own beautiful country, Bangladesh. After my teenage years, I have had the privilege to explore all 64 districts of Bangladesh, each with its unique natural beauty and cultural heritage. From the verdant hills of Sylhet to the scenery beaches of Cox's Bazar, the majestic Sundarbans mangrove forest to the vibrant cultural tapestry of Dhaka and the green and clean city Rajshahi, every corner of Bangladesh offered a new discovery and a deeper connection to my root. The green landscapes, the winding rivers, and the warmth of the people in Bangladesh constantly reminded me of Opur's world. These profound connections to my homeland enriched my life and reinforced my love for travel and exploration. Bangladesh, with its rich history and diverse natural beauty, continues to be the source of inspirations and joy. Embracing nature and the love of travel. Pather Panchali taught me to appreciate the feather-light touch of nature, to find beauty and peace in its presence, even in the most unexpected places. Whether it was in arid sands of Rajasthan, where the desert wind whispered ancient tales, or the verdant hills of Jalpaiguri, where the air was thick with the scent of tea leaves, nature became my sanctuary. The novel instilled in my sense of wonder and a desire to explore, to experience the world through the lens of its natural splendor. In Thailand and Bali, I found a different kind of charm, where the azure waters and the golden sunsets painted the skies with hues and tranquility and adventure. Swimming in the waves of the Bay of Bengal and the Indian Ocean, I felt a connection to the vastness of the world, a reminder of Opu's endless curiosity and love for discovery. The icy expanse of Mongolia through Harrah's revealed the scenery of stark beauty of the world wrapped in snow and silence, expanding my understanding of nature's extremes. The transformative power of Pather Panchali by Bibhutibhushan Bandyopadhyay lies in its ability to transport readers into a world where nature and simplicity had profound meaning. For me, the novel was not just a story, but a catalyst for a lifelong passion for travel and an enduring love for the natural world. It taught me to seek out the beauty in every corner of the earth, to cherish the moments of awe and wonder, and to find joy in the journey itself. This timeless tale of Opu's adventure has forever changed my perspective, making every travel experience a homage to the spirit of discovery and the beauty of nature. From the calm beaches of Bali to the freezing steppes of Mongolia and the verdant beauty of Bangladesh, my beloved homeland.
Ashiq Iqbal Tokan is, as he wrote, simply Ashiq Iqbal Tokan, a radio hobbyist and, of course, a great fan of Radio France and the France soccer team. Each time at any international football tournament, a French flag waves on the top of my roof. Previously, it was done by me, but now the responsibility is handed over to my beloved daughter, Tandra. Until Ashiq wrote this to me, I didn't realize he was my young friend Tandra's father. Tandra's voice is often on the show, and you see photographs she's taken from time to time on the Facebook pages. Hello, Tandra. When you have finished your exams, which I am sure you will pass with flying colors, make some more drops for the show. Thanks so much for your essay, Ashiq. Your special present is on its way. Send in your essays, listeners. Write about your ordinary hero, the nurse who works tirelessly, the teacher who inspires, that mother who never gives up. There are so many unsung heroes out there. Let us sing them together. You can write about a person you greatly admire, about a book that changed your perspective on life, your most memorable moment, or your proudest achievement. You can describe festivals in your community. But best of all are your This I Believe essays, in which you write about the principles that guide your life, what you have found to be true from your very own personal experience. If your essay is chosen to go on the air, read by you, you'll win a special prize from the RFI Listener Relations Department. I'll play you out with a musical request from today's essayist, Ashik Ekbal Tokan. It's called Janmo Amar Dono Holo Mago. It was written by Azad Rahman, and it's sung here by the legendary Bangladeshi singer Sabina Yasmin. Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. Be well, everyone. Talk to y'all next week with a listener essay from Bidhan Chandra Sanyal.